Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are meeting again today outside Washington, D.C., and they are debating the safety of pain-killing drugs. One of those drugs, called Vioxx, was withdrawn from the market last fall because it increases the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Now, the FDA has to decide if all of the so-called COX-2 drugs carry the same risk. Yesterday, the meeting chairman, Alistair Wood, spoke to an official from the pharmaceutical company Merck. Wood said the last warning label on Vioxx was too vague. It said merely, exercise caution.
As a physician, what am I supposed to do with that? Am I supposed to say to patients, you know, take the drug slowly or swallow it with milk or only take it with the lights on? So we're going to have to decide how we make whatever labeling changes we make, if that's the decision we make. And that doesn't seem to me to have been helpful. So what did you intend me to do with that information?
NPR's Richard Knox has been listening to those questions and the answers. He's in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's coming out at these hearings?
Well, this special advisory committee spent 12 grueling hours yesterday going over both old and new studies on these drugs. There was one new thing. A large study that was published just Tuesday evening in the online version of the New England Journal of Medicine contained a revelation. Patients on Vioxx had nearly 5 times higher risk of heart failure and pulmonary edema, which means that's fluid in the lungs. And that's a higher risk than reported before on Vioxx, and it occurred after people had taken Vioxx for only 5 months. Previous studies had said that excess heart attacks and strokes appeared after 18 months. The rest of the evidence was more familiar. I mean, it's been on the news for months, but there's been a lot of debate at this meeting about what the evidence means, even among drug companies. One official from Merck, which made Vioxx, declared that the risk of heart disease and stroke affects the whole class of painkillers known as COX-2 inhibitors, but Pfizer insists that its drugs, Celebrex and Bextra, are safe.
Well, is there any sense of what the advisory committee might decide about these other drugs that are still on the market?
It has several options. It could say Celebrex and Bextra, the remaining two, should come off the market, and two similar drugs that are in the pipeline shouldn't get approved. Or it could let one or more COX-2 drugs stay on the market, but with new restrictions or warnings. But the problem is that arthritis increases with age, and so does heart disease. So it's not really clear how the experts can define a group of patients for whom COX-2 drugs would be safe, or what's a safe dose, or for how long it would be safe to take a COX-2 drug. And the drugs aren't all the same either, and the differences aren't entirely clear. Committee members seem really undecided and conflicted, and it may not shake out until late tomorrow.
And there must be millions of people with arthritis, mostly, who have to be waiting for news, waiting to find out if the drugs they've been taking are still going to be allowed.
That's for sure. I mean, last year there were nearly 5 million prescriptions for these drugs being written every month. It's fallen off since this news came out. Since Vioxx came off the market, but one way or the other, people with arthritis will have more limited choices. It's just a question of how much more limited. One Merck official says there's really no good evidence that the drugs are better at relieving arthritis pain than older painkillers. They are easier on the stomach. But one expert went through all the evidence on that, and he concluded that stomach problems from the older non-COX-2 drugs can be avoided just as well if they're taken with other drugs that protect the stomach.
Richard, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Richard Knox.